Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani, and I'm the supervisor on the floor that will be assisting you. Now, please have your first and last name to locate your account.
Ginger Horton.
Thank you, Ms. Horton. Can you verify your address, please?
211 Connolly Lane, Plymouth, North Carolina, 27962.
All right. Thank you for that. I do have your account located here. It's for the Focus Watch that was ordered with us on May the 27th. And I'm showing your account has been canceled. How can I help you today?
I have received that bracelet watch or whatever thing it is in the mail, and I think y'all call them earbuds. I'm a senior citizen. I don't understand this. Anyhow, I received two items, and I researched your name off the envelope and got your number and called. I didn't order these, and I'm not sure how y'all got my bank account information because it did come out of my account.
Okay, and initially, again, Ms. Horton, this order was placed on May the 27th for $5.95 and $6.97 was paid for the Focus watch as well as the Focus earbuds.
Okay.
Do you not remember? It could have been completing a survey or?
Mm-mm. No.
Is it possible that someone in the home could have placed the order without your knowledge?
No, I live alone.
Okay. And I'm just looking over your account. I do apologize for my silence.
Okay.
Okay, now as far as any returns, you don't have to, let's see. Now that $5.97 and the $6.97, that was the shipping and handling charge for the watch as well as the earbuds. Now, if you're saying that this is a fraudulent account, we can go ahead and file the charges as fraudulent for you. But I do want to make you aware that all cases of fraud, they are forwarded for pending investigation. I do have the IP address of where the order was placed, so I do have to fill out a police report to give to your local police department to make them aware that someone has stolen your card information and placed an order.
Okay.
And I just need your consent to go ahead and proceed so that way we can assist you with this account.
And what is the IP address? Who does it go to?
Give me just a second. Okay, and I do have an IP address matching your vicinity for the 211 Connolly Lane in Plymouth.
Mm-hmm. Does it tell you what kind of company it is or the name of the company?
Not with the IP address. That'll be something for the police department to further investigate.
Okay. All right. I live alone. I don't know how y'all got my, I don't know how they got my bank account information. And the only other thing I think of is my grandson. He's 11. He comes and stays and leaves. Could he have gone on there and got my account information?
That I'm not sure of. I don't have an answer for that. But again, I can go ahead and assist you with the fraudulent charge if you want me to go ahead and proceed.
I might better ask him first. Just a minute. I don't think he will go in my pocketbook though and get my stuff. He's 11. I better ask him first before I go through with that. Now, if it turns out that he didn't do it either, then I just call y'all and y'all can file everything for me, right?
Yes, ma'am. I'll make a notation on your account. Give me just a second to get that done, and I'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay.
All right, and I do appreciate you being patient with me, Ms. Horton. I did make the notation on your account that you're going to see if your grandson placed that original order. And then in the event that if you find out he did not place that order, just give us a call back and we'll go ahead and proceed with the fraudulent claim for you.
Okay, and I call the same number back?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and is there any particular person I need to ask for?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. All righty. Well, let me call his mama.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No. So I'm sorry. I hate to keep repeating it. If he did not do it, I call this number. I'm just going to
correct.
Sure. Right.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for calling customer service. You have a good day.
You too. Bye.